Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, March 26th. The coronavirus continues to negatively impact the state's economy. South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney reports claims for unemployment benefits are increasing dramatically.
The Department of Employment and Workforce reports over 31,000 persons filed initial unemployment claims in the week ending March 21st. That's an increase of 1,600% from the previous week. Horry County led the state in the number of claims filed with over 5,200, followed by Charleston, Greenville, and Richland counties. Unemployment insurance claims are a leading indicator of economic strength. Nationally, the U.S. Labor Department reports jobless claims soared past a record 3 million. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
As more cases of COVID-19 are confirmed across the United States, medical professionals worry that care providers may not have the ventilators necessary to treat patients with severe cases. That spurred researchers at Prisma Health in Greenville and the USC School of Medicine to seek emergency authorization from the FDA to develop a Y-splitter tube. The device allows single ventilators to assist up to 4 patients at a time. Here's Chairman of the Department of Medicine at Prisma Health, Dr. Peter Tilkmeyer.
This allows us to meet a clinical need in the setting of COVID-19, where we're having the need for increased ventilatory support, and not all of our hospitals have the necessary number of ventilators to provide that one-on-one.
Tilkmeyer says thanks to philanthropic action, hospitals will be able to get the devices free of charge. With more cases of coronavirus being reported daily in South Carolina, the military is doing its part to slow down the spread. South Carolina Public Radio's Tut Underwood has more.
Even before Fort Jackson detected its first few cases of COVID-19, it practiced cleaning and sanitation as a matter of routine, now adding steps such as streaming weekly graduations to thousands of families to prevent gathering at the base and cutting the number of soldiers per barracks in half to facilitate social distancing. Commanding General Milford Beagle named the fort's strongest assets that it can call on to fight the contagion.
Our people and our expertise, because again, this is something that we do daily, especially with regard to the spread of a communicable disease. So those practices and what we do day in and day out are good.
Beagle said the fort is always ready to do whatever it is called upon to do for the state and the nation. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
State public health officials announced 2 more deaths related to the coronavirus. That brings the total statewide to 9. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control also confirmed 32 additional cases of COVID-19, bringing the total to 456 across the state. DHEC says the fluctuation in new cases day to day reflects the availability of chemicals called reagents, which are needed for laboratory testing. There is currently a shortage of reagents nationwide. And health officials continue to stress to South Carolinians to practice social distancing and wash your hands frequently. Dr. Marjorie Jenkins with Prisma Health and the University of South Carolina School of Medicine says those measures go a long way in stopping the spread, especially for younger people who may never show signs of having the virus.
So you can get the novel coronavirus and be a carrier, not having symptoms. You can then go visit your grandmother. You can go visit a parent that's on chemotherapy. You don't know you have this. And you can kill them because they are at high risk.
That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.